Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine, where you can always find great suggestions for your next audiobook. I'm Robin Witten, editor of Audiophile, and this week we are focused on our selection of the 2021's best audiobooks. In our special episode today, we'll talk about the nonfiction audiobooks that we've chosen as the best of the year. These titles give listeners a diverse array of topics for great listening, from music to science to the exploration of risk. And we also have a special guest, narrator Rebecca Lohman. We'll talk with Rebecca in just a moment, but first, here are our choices for best audiobooks in culture and nonfiction. Beginner's Mind by Yo-Yo Ma, read by the author. Fuzz by Mary Roach, read by the author. The Secret of Life by Howard Markel, read by Donald Corin. You Are What You Risk by Michelle Walker, read by Tavia Gilbert. And Under a White Sky, The Nature of the Future by Elizabeth Colbert, read by our guest, Rebecca Lohman. A welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Lovely to talk about this exciting and very interesting audiobook where we're exploring the nature of the future. So,
the near future, yes.
So, tell us a little bit about what this audiobook's about.
Elizabeth Colbert wrote this book. She's a science reporter. She is making a case for why this is the Anthropocene era, which is that it's completely shaped by human beings. And she's looking at, I think it's maybe five examples of ways in which human beings have come up with something incredible, some genius response to some environmental catastrophe, really. It would be like the thing that will eat the oil, and then the thing that will eat the oil, you know, comes out of the water and eats the rest of us. That we can't see far enough down the road to really succeed when we try to intervene. And it doesn't seem like, it doesn't paint a picture of a happy tomorrow, unfortunately.
But it seems like it's a very commanding piece that is really feels important. I think it seems that Colbert it's just it's science writing, but it's also a travelogue a bit.
Yes.
So we go, you take us many places or several places.
Yeah. She's incredible. She goes to these places. She goes to, in Chicago, on the Chicago River, there's this enormous, they treat garbage there. Turns out it has an effect. She goes to the California desert where there are these pupfish in these little puddles. She goes to New Orleans. She goes to Iceland.
You take the listeners there. So how did you just follow what was there, or did you really feel, you know, have to prepare in taking the listeners into these places?
Well, she really is such an incredible writer. She really did that work. I really just read the book out loud.
it's not quite that simple.
I tried to be able to follow her arguments. She's incredibly intelligent and she's making, you know, really important points. So I did just try to really understand and make the case in the moment. As I was reading it, I thought, please let this be a game changer for the planet.
Well, I think from your performance, it has a very different impact because we hear it. And you had to interpret that from the words into that kind of performance that really connects with listeners. which it did. Mm. And let's talk a little bit about doing nonfiction as opposed to fiction, because you do audiobooks of both.
Yeah, I probably do more fiction than nonfiction. My one Audie is for nonfiction.
And what was that for?
That was for Ghetto Side by Jill Leovi. Another really good book. I feel like the through line in terms of me as a narrator, it would be that nothing is not emotional to me. That's just who I am. I just constantly am leading with that. So even in these really heady pieces, my way in is a much more human, emotional, sort of lived rather than thought approach. I don't know. I mean, that could be, I don't do things as though I'm reporting. It's not, I'm not a news segment.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that's why this kind of science writing comes across so well in your performance, is because it's not exactly emotional, but there is your emotion coming through to engage the listener in a way that feels very real.
And she's also funny too. She's got a pretty dry sense of humor about all of this, which also gave me a clue that it's, that she's not doing strictly reportage either. I mean, as you say, this really is a very strange travelogue having to do with lots of mutating things on Earth.
And trying to get us all to pay attention to this very important science and environmental challenge.
Yes.
What has stayed with you the most about Under a White Sky?
The dichotomy of, I mean, I grew up in Illinois. I know Chicago. I didn't know anything about this place, though. And the fact that it's right there, it's just right there, is stunning. And then, I mean, just the folly. We have the greatest intentions. Well, sometimes human beings have the greatest intentions. But wow, we're kind of a hapless crew.
Well, I think that's what Colbert gets us to realize, and you bring that home.
That really interests me. That is the human condition, really. We're going to try to fix things, but we don't have all the information because we just have these little brains.
But it is that intent, to a certain extent, that, you know, keeps us going, and you bring that point across from Elizabeth Colbert.
That's so really nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Rebecca, and congratulations.
Thank you.
On having one of your performances celebrated as one of the 2021 best audiobooks.
That's amazing. Thank you.
We've been talking with Rebecca Lohman about Under a White Sky, The Nature of the Future by Elizabeth Colbert. This has been a special Best of the Year episode of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Support for our podcast comes from Oasis Family Media, publishers of Oasis Audio, Paperback Classics, and Hollywoodland Audiobooks. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, please stay tuned right here the whole week, 2 weeks, for our chats with narrators about the 2021 best audiobooks. And do check our social media, as we often post conversations and videos. And the full list of Audiophile's best audiobooks can be found at audiophilemagazine.com. This is Robin Witten. Thanks for listening.